Welcome to Morning Prayer for Sunday, March 19th, 2023, the fourth Sunday in Lent. Today we commemorate Joseph of Nazareth. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Come, let us sing to the Lord, let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God, and a great ruler above all gods. In your hand are the caverns of the earth, the heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture, and the sheep of God's hand. Oh, that today you would hear God's voice. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. O Lord our God, we give you thanks for the mercy you so freely offer us through the grace of our baptism. Safe passage through the sea, justice rolling down like water, deliverance from sin and death forever. By the power of your Holy Spirit, poured out upon us in baptism, teach us to love and serve you faithfully, and reconcile us to you and to one another, as members of one living body. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 86. Bow down your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and in misery. Keep watch over my life, for I am faithful. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for you are my God. I call upon you all the day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, and abundant in mercy toward all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the time of my trouble I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor anything like your works. All the nations you have made will come and worship you, O Lord, and glorify your name. For you are great, you do wondrous things, and you alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I will thank you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forevermore. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the pit of death. The arrogant rise up against me, O God, and a band of violent people seeks my life. They have not set you before their eyes. But you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and full of kindness and truth. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the child of your handmaid. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Gracious Father, when your Son called out to you in the time of trouble, you heard him and brought him out of the pit of death to the glory of resurrection. Give strength to your servants whom you have raised with him to new life, that with undivided hearts we may worship you and tell the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the Epistle of St. Paul to the churches in Galatia. Tell me, you who desire to be subject to the law, will you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by an enslaved woman, and the other by a free woman. One, the child of the enslaved woman, was born according to the flesh. The other, the child of the free woman, was born through the promise. Now this is an allegory. These women are two covenants. One woman, in fact, is Hagar, from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the other woman corresponds to the Jerusalem above, She is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, you childless one, you who bear no children. Burst into song and shout, you who endure no birth pangs. For the children of the desolate woman are more numerous than the children of the one who is married. Now you, my brothers and sisters, are children of the promise, like Isaac. But just as, at that time, the child who is born according to the flesh persecuted the child who is born according to the Spirit, so it is now also. But what does the Scripture say? Drive out the enslaved woman and her child, for the child of the enslaved woman will not share the inheritance with the child of the free woman. So then, brothers and sisters, we are children, not of an enslaved woman, but of the free woman. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. We live not by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. Thanks be to God. We praise you, O God. We praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. All creation worships you, Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. The Prayer of the Day. Gracious God, in order that the children of earth might discern good from evil, you sent your Son to be the light of the world. As Christ shines upon us, may we learn what pleases you, and live in all truth and goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially, we thank you for the mission and ministry of the Church, for every service that proclaims your love, for the people and relationships that sustain us, for our calling to daily discipleship, for signs of new life and hope. People of God, for what else do we give thanks? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all your children, and bring about your peace for all, in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, for the stewardship and healing of creation, for friends and family members, for neighbors in special need, for the wisdom of your Spirit for this day. People of God, for what else do we pray? God of all joy, fill our souls to overflowing with the fullness of your grace. In this season, remind us of your triumph over the tragedy of the cross and your victory for us over the powers of sin and death, so that we may reflect your glory as disciples of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. May the steadfast love of God, the abundant grace of Jesus Christ, and the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit be with us this day and always. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.